for the, his last meeting, you know, with the other Sudanese party that's supporting the army. He put some condition there. He's calling everybody, you know, for to come to Sudan and sitting for, you know, the dialogue, the national dialogue, but it's after the, you know, war finished. And he give a condition for the Tagaddum to, if they are stop supporting the RSF, they can be back, you know, and sit down and also get involved in the dialogue with other parties there in Sudan. But that also doesn't let them involve in the coming government, which is going to be an interim government that's for the recovery of the Sudan. And then it's going to be, after that, it's going to be an election, and they can participate in the election. If they win, then they can have the chance to do. The same thing is also for the Bashir party.
So is it fair to the Bashir party, because Burhan himself, is he going to run for the top position?
I think so. I think he's preparing himself to have his own party. Okay, for the people there, there's a lot of, you know, that there is a lot of people not volunteer as, you know, participating in this war. They can form a party there, you know, political party, a new one, especially with the within the youth people. And he will be, mainly he will lead that party, and then he can run. And if he win this war, and definitely, you know, it looks like he's going to win it, he will be a hero for the Sudanese, because this is a really big war for them, and it's a lot of, you know, things, issues, and happen to the country, and they need someone that is, you know, how being winning and win the war that can run the country at least for.
Is it true that some members of the Bashir party are fighting with the military? And if that is the case, why isolate them?
Actually, yes, there is not just some. It's a lot of them. They are fighting, especially the youth of the Islamic Party. They are fighting, and they are really, you know, support the military. But when he talk about that, he said, like, if they want to fight, let them fight and continue, but fighting for the Sudan as a country, not as a party, or not for their, you know, for if they not a reward back for them. Everybody will be the same. You fight for your country, but you don't ask, you don't claim any reward for you, because you did fight with the military.